Well, Afghan President Hamid Karzai had a good relationship with General Stanley McChrystal. Now that Stanley McChrystal has been removed from his post, who will Karzai turn to as his American ally? It turns out it's a CIA station chief codenamed Spider, who's now the pivotal person behind the scenes in terms of power brokering in Kabul. But it's also causing a little conflict. Joining us is Siobhan Gorman, intelligence correspondent at The Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good to be with you.
First of all, explain to us who Spider is.
Well, Spider is someone who has known Hamid Karzai for more than a decade. They actually met in Pakistan prior to 9/11 when CIA was in the region trying to hunt down bin Laden, and Karzai and other sort of Taliban opposition leaders were also in Pakistan, and they were sort of trying to work together to defeat the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
Well, and it turns out, not surprisingly, that choosing the CIA station chief as sort of the diplomatic correspondent with the president of Afghanistan is causing conflict with the actual diplomats in Afghanistan, specifically Carl Eikenberry, who's the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan.
Yes, it was very interesting, actually. Spider is now on his second tour at station chief in Kabul. The first one ran from about 2004 to 2006. And when CIA was sort of ready for a new rotation of a station chief late last year in 2009, originally CIA put up one name, and that was rejected both by Ambassador Eikenberry and by President Karzai. And so they took the unusual step of putting forward Spider's name, because they don't usually put forward the same person to head up the same station twice in a row. And Karzai, of course, was thrilled by that, and he was pushing for it. But Ambassador Eikenberry opposed it. However, that still became ultimately the decision, and he didn't, he didn't get veto power twice. So it kind of started out with a tense relationship already, because he was coming in with Eikenberry's opposition.
Well, this is probably going to cause more tensions. But I was interested to read this comment in your article from somebody who is a colleague of Spider's, saying that Spider is Karzai's security blanket. It appears that this is the Obama administration's acknowledgement that Hamid Karzai needs constant handholding.
Well, a little bit, yes. In fact, there was this issue that came up in April where Mr. Karzai was launching these anti-Western tirades. I think he did about three of them in the span of a week or so. And at that point, the White House became quite concerned. And that was when they really started turning to Spider to try to calm Mr. Karzai, because they knew that Spider would be able to get through to him. His relationship transcends administrations and wars and things like that. And so they have a unique relationship that, isn't really replicated among any other two figures.
Siobhan, America wants to know, does Karzai call him Spider or Mr. Spider?
Spider, I think, probably uses his full name with Mr. Karzai, but he's undercover, so we didn't use his name in the story.
Maybe he's got a tattoo. Siobhan Gorman is intelligence correspondent at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much, Siobhan.